Welcome, everybody. I'm here with my guest, which is the festival director, is Karema Jan from the Istanbul Film Festival. How are you, Karema?
Fine, thank you.
So, are you enjoying the festival so far? Are you watching many movies like you?
Yes, I'm watching many movies and I'm enjoying it. But I think it's one of the best festivals for me, Venice, because it's really, when you go to Cannes or to Berlin, I think Venice is the easiest festival for watching movies.
Yeah, it's true, because everything is closed, everything, there are no queues, you don't have to queue
it's
for
really,
hours.
Really nice. Like really nice.
You don't have to collect tickets or anything. So, why don't you tell us something about your festival then?
Well, I'm the director of Istanbul Film Festival. We will do the 35th edition next year in April. It's the biggest international festival in Turkey, and we have like an international competition and national competition and other sections, and we show around, let's say, 150, 200 movies. It's a really big one.
And how big of an audience do you have?
I mean, it's an audience festival, really. You know, because more or less 40% of our income is coming from the ticket sales. So it's a really huge audience festival.
I want to ask you, how is the commitment, the involvement of the public powers in the festival? I mean, the city of Istanbul, the funding, how is it? Is it a public-funded festival or a private-funded?
It's organized by a private foundation, okay, and the Ministry of Culture is helping us also, but unfortunately we have really, really small help from the city.
Why do you think so?
I don't know. Istanbul is a big city, and we are also asking a lot, you know, help from the city, but somehow, I don't know, I can't explain, but we are still fighting to get more help from the city. But, I mean, I, you know, Turkey is a very complicated country. We have lots of problems, so culture is not the first problem, unfortunately.
Yeah, but, I mean, the festival is as big as you say, so the city should be happy to have such a huge event.
Exactly.
But they're not that much.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Which kind of audience do you have? I mean, not in terms of numbers, but in terms of quality.
Mainly young people, let's say, because Turkey is a very young population. But we have our, people who are following the festival since 35 years, you know. Now they are more or less between 50 and, yeah, maybe 45, 55 years old. Some kind of cinephile people, you know, who are seeing in the festival, I mean, 40, 50 films maybe, you know, going a lot. And now we have a young audience who are coming, who are maybe more interesting in new films than retrospectives sometimes.
Stuff.
Because I remember years ago we did a big Pasolini retrospective in the festival. At the time I was a student, you know, and everybody was crazy about it. We couldn't find any tickets because it was the first time the Pasolini films were showing in Istanbul. Now we did a Pasolini retrospective a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's not the same, you know. But maybe also people are looking from internet. They have DVDs now, you know.
Yeah, probably it's easy to access to movies now.
Maybe that's why also. But people are more interested in new films, I think, also.
Well, you are lucky then, because I was talking with Frédéric Boyer from Tribeca, and he was telling us that he was suffering the opposite. They don't have enough young audience coming to the festival, so at least there is in Turkey there is still curiosity and interest from the youngest generation.
Yes, and there are new young filmmakers coming also in Turkey. You know, when we had Nuri Bilge Ceylan years ago, there were new directors that are following Nuri Bilge Ceylan, and he was doing more or less the same style of movies. Now, the generation after this one, they are doing their own kind of movies, so it's not the same. So it's very dynamic, it's changing, so it's
and
nice.
Are you showing many movies that then are going to be distributed in Turkey, and how is the situation of cinemas in Turkey?
Yeah, distribution-wise, we have Turkish movies and American movies mainly. But the Turkish cinema is going very well. I mean, we have lots of popular movies, and they are at the top of the box office, which wasn't the case before. It was mm-hmm. always the American movies who was at the top of box office. But now it's changing. Of course, there are comedies or big romantic movies, these kinds of things, not art house movies. But it's going well. But unfortunately, very few European movies are coming. We have some art cinemas. Mm-hmm. They are playing European movies, but it's not working as they like. Strangely, in the festival, it's working very well. But when they are released, it's not the same.
It's kind of a tendency that we have in Europe that where the box office is dropping down while the festival box office is going up.
Yeah, because maybe festival is an event, you know, everybody knows that there's a festival and they are going. But as Istanbul now is like 20 million people is living there, and when the film is released, even we don't know sometimes that the film is released, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not easy to follow. Maybe that's why also, I don't know.
And how do you manage to manage your personal taste with your job?
I mean, I'm not the only one who is choosing films. We have a committee. We are trying to see lots of
movies. As many movies as you can.
Yeah, as we can. Of course, I mean, I there are some films that I really like and I'm taking, but there are some films that I don't like that much. But I think that might be interesting for some, you know, people, because we all have our special taste, you know. But yeah.
And when is your deadline to send movies to your festival?
It's the end of December. It's the end of December. So we are normally for foreign films, it's mm-hmm. the end of December, because next year the festival will be, it's always the first week of April, our mm-hmm. festival. And for the Turkish movies, it's the end of January, and foreign films, it's the beginning. But we always manage to get some films from Berlin.
The
one or two films. You know, the new ones.
We are right
after Berlin, but we managed to find, yeah.
And you just have one competition here, or more than one competition?
We have one big international competition, one Turkish film competition, and we have a Human Rights in Cinema Award.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that we are doing with the European Council.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.